second day of the Sapphire Now 2017 Orlando. And again, a lot of information has been processed, a lot of interactions on the floor, and a lot of insights that have been delivered by clients and, of course, by SAP themselves. So it's time for a recap. My name is Frank Wammes. I'm the CTO of Capgemini Europe. And with me, I have Alex Bulat. Alex is the responsible guy for the whole S/4HANA and platforms around SAP for Capgemini in Europe. Alex, thank you for being on this call, the end of the second day of Sapphire. How has it been?
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me.
What was the highlight that you had from this day, the second day of the Sapphire?
So the highlights, of course, we know SAP Leonardo is being extended to a digital innovation platform, right? I think the second highlight is that SAP, so HASO today and Keynote announced that we, as SAP, consider it done. So the S4 platform is done. So we are out of the big waves and into like steady water. And I think one of the biggest topics I see now being mentioned is how to actually do use cases on machine learning. One of the cool use cases they are now presenting is within retail and fashion. So I think those three topics were the most addressed today.
Well, that's really funny because a lot of things happened today. I think it's a majestic day for IT, to be honest. So basically you said, you know, S/4HANA is finished. So the basic, you know, the strong points that SAP always had on the ERP stack, basically they now merged into the S/4HANA suite. And basically they say, you know, S/4HANA now resembles almost the functionality as we had in the ERP stack. So when it comes to your data model, your processes, you're optimizing basically your core processes within the organization. Hey, we're fixed. We're here on S/4HANA. Leonardo, much more, as you know. Yeah. But now all the emerging technologies and whatever you want to build on that, you know, do your stuff. And then, you know, but you really get advantage of it when you get the machine learning in. Is that a little bit the thread of the Sapphire that you got from so far?
Yeah, that's actually that's a good recap. Yeah, so they say our base platform, our core, our digital. They call it their nucleus. So they're really, their core is done. So S4 has the same functionality as the old R3, right? So that's in place, and they are now with SAP Leonardo going into the new technologies like machine learning. And more extended it towards AI. And of course, incorporating, one of the biggest things is incorporating blockchain within SAP Leonardo. So you can actually use blockchain within this platform. So those kind of cool things you can extend upon your core.
Yeah, and that's really cool, eh? Because that, of course, gives you a lot of flexibility. Actually, I wrote a blog a couple of days ago around blockchain, like that if you look at SAP, the origin of SAP basically was, you know, documenting stuff in ledgers. And now we've got a distributed ledger. So, you know, can we not replace SAP entirely by the blockchain? But I think the computing power will be too much. So having everything in your S/4HANA probably makes some sense, definitely. But you also said, you know, when I interviewed you just before we entered into this call, you said, you know, I also went into some sessions to really get a little bit of a deep dive into the things that really actually are now being delivered. What's your opinion? Just, you know, I know it's a personal opinion, you know, we will not hold you accountable for it. But, you know, are they really ready now with S/4HANA? And to what extent really is the platform of SAP Leonardo finished to be as competitive towards, for instance, Bluemix or Azure? What's your feeling about it?
So, yeah, as you said, it's my personal opinion. I gathered, so there are a few contradicting views on that. I gathered quite a lot of sessions now. And S4 is actually finished. Hato was also really frank about it. He said, yeah, we know there are gaps. We are slowly filling those gaps on the S4 side. But the SAP Leonardo is, in my opinion, a different story. Yes, the base layer is finished. So the subcloud platform, we have been working with it already for a year and a half now, and that's in place. That works so that the baseline is there. But all the new things they are putting on top of it. So machine learning, blockchain, and those things are still quite, it's only a few use cases. They're not really tools in there that can help you support it on building it really fast. You know, so that's, in my opinion, still in under development. Let's say beginning next year, I think they will have a great product, but currently it's still ongoing.
So Alex, you probably have not been able to listen to the Google I/O keynote, which of course is the, you know, next to TechCrunch, Disrupt and Sapphire, we also have Google I/O today. And during the keynote, one of the things was really machine learning AI in every product that Google is bringing towards the marketplace. And one of the main things and main themes was, and actually they closed the session with it, was that they are going from mobile first to AI first. And I thought that was such a brilliant statement. To what extent did you also see that in the keynote of Hasso Plattner? And is machine learning AI really becoming an integral part for SAP themselves as well? What's your take and your learning from that?
Yeah, so as you said, I didn't see the keynote yet. But yes, it's the same topic. So I've not only in the keynote, it was addressed machine learning and AI, but every stand of SAP focuses on machine learning and artificial intelligence. So they are switching really their focus towards artificial intelligence. And I think it's the same play as all the other guys are doing, like Google.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I saw some things, and I know that I saw in a tweet of Ray Wang that the Facebook and Google are also very prominent presence at the Sapphire now. And I already said, you know, can you imagine if you have a Google Home device with Alexa attached, or with SAP attached to it, and you can ask questions to Google Home, but it unlocks the enterprise data that is being stored in the SAP HANA environment. You know, I think so much cool stuff could happen. Or, you know, they also saw the Daydream VR glasses. You know, what if we can connect Hybris e-commerce platforms through means of VR, but also using artificial intelligence to being showcased what, you know, the machine things that really are the things that we are interested in. You know, I think we're just at the start of something really cool happening in the marketplace. Is that also your feeling? Is SAP really that innovative and able to create such kind of environments? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I really think they shifted their focus really on this aspect. Let's say a year ago, or even a half a year ago, we first got like a glimpse of Leonardo. They positioned it actually in the first position as an IoT platform only. But now, as you see, that they moved into the digital innovation, they moved it into a digital innovation platform where they really focus on AI, machine learning. But also, as you mentioned, they want to be able to integrate all the other players in here. So they are also looking into multi-cloud. That should be the basis of this platform. So they're looking really into really innovative stuff through also collaboration and new technologies. So they don't want to capture only the market, but they want to be like the front runner on new technologies and making us enabled to use them and not only compete against each other.
Now, that's really cool to hear. Hey, well, one of the things that struck me, and I really start thinking about it today, Alex, you and your team, you are working from the Applied Innovation Exchange that Capgemini has in Utrecht. The Applied Innovation Exchange, which really is the mechanism for the Capgemini organization to identify, you know, new business opportunities through means of technology, and then, you know, really build that in a very fast pace, like, you know, really lean startup style. Is SAP Leonardo a perfect fit for the Capgemini AIEs, and is this really something where clients could really start identifying and witnessing what the power is of this whole SAP Leonardo thing?
Yeah, so I think it's a tremendous power. We started using SAP Cloud Platform right a year ago to just see, okay, what kind of new technologies can we enable on this? We even scanned like Kickstarter and approach startups to actually work with us in technology and collaborate and incorporate things into the cloud platform. And it was a really, really cool exercise what we did. We have a quite a lot of nice use cases. And also to like the last 2 days, we talked to multiple clients on our stand, which we showed the use cases we delivered within this platform, and they were amazed that it's possible with SAP. So they didn't connect SAP towards like really being a technology front runner. They thought it was more like the old system of records, but they are now slightly starting to see, okay, this is a new way of thinking, new way of working, and all the new technologies are also being enabled in SAP.
Well, really cool to hear, and I think, you know, I'm so glad that I'm able to work with you, and I think you are a tremendous showcase indeed of what's happening already within the SAP space, and really looking forward what you're going to do with SAP Leonardo in the Applied Innovation Exchange. If people want to follow you and get more information, Alex, what is through means of social media, where can they get some of your insights or can connect with you?
Yeah, so on my Twitter account, it's at Alex Bulat. And on my LinkedIn, you can just look me up, Alex Bulat, and you will be able to find me. So follow me the next few days. I'm also doing a few vlogs on deeper topics, which we discussed, and following a few sessions and trying to interview a few people. So I think it will be very valuable for our for you.
Yeah, really. Well, I encourage you all indeed to follow Alex and get your insights from him. So, well, thank you so much, Alex. This was Frank Wammes, as mentioned, the CTO for Capgemini Europe. You can follow me on F Wammes on my Twitter handle or find me somewhere on LinkedIn. I hope you enjoyed this insight, and we'll get back to you with another episode tomorrow. Thank you.
People matter. Results count.